And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Where's the playground you're talking about?
The playground that I went to?
Yeah.
It is in Venice, California, and it's a playground that's near the lot of residential areas there in Venice. But I just feel that I do have the right to go over there and to talk to a lot of the women over there.
All right, Chris, you live in Redondo Beach, right?
Well, I work in Redondo Beach. I'm a telemarketer for a pharmaceutical company. But my primary interest, right now, my primary interest is in getting my modeling career off the ground, as well as eventually doing some producing, directing adult films.
All right, yeah, you were telling me about adult films. When you go over to this playground, which is near the beach there, you say that there are a lot of women there, right?
Well, there are a lot of nannies, and there is a lot of women who have their these kids that are there. And generally around 10 or 11 in the morning, I like to go over there and I like to work out. And it so happens that, yeah, there's a lot of women there. But
there are a lot of kids, right? So if you're talking about a playground...
Well, there are merry-go-rounds and things for kids, but the beach is there too. So there are kids there, but the beach is there. And I like to work out. I do some stretching. I do some deep knee bends and that kind of thing. And I do enjoy meeting some of the women. I mean, one of the reasons why I say that is because I do some modeling. So I do. I guess you could say I'm physically. I'm attractive to women, and it just so happens that I'm blessed with. I'm good looking. So. When I do go over there and I do see the women, I talk to them, and it is a good place to meet them, and that the security people over there, who one of the guys came up to me and said, why are you here in this? And I said, I'm just here, doing some exercises. I'm doing some different exercises, and I'm also talking to the women. And he said to me then that some of the women's was that I was making some of the women's uncomfortable, and yet none of them said nothing to me, see? And
all right, well, maybe they went to the security guy and said, this guy is bothering us, or this guy...
I really doubt it. First of all, I'm not there just by myself. I'm there with a friend of mine, Steve Stevenson. His son. I take his son with me because I like Steve Jr. He's a good kid, and we have a lot of fun. Steve Stevenson... is a friend of mine from the beach. And
so you're over there with his son?
Yeah, he's a friend of mine that I babysit his son a couple mornings. I told him, if you would let me babysit your son, then I'm able to go over to this playground and sort of scope out what's going on there. I mean, it's not anything bad. It's the way that single men work it. I mean, I don't know what else to say,
All right. Well, so you're going over there with a young boy so that it looks natural for you to be there? I mean, I don't understand.
No, it wouldn't be unnormal for me to be there anyway, but I do go over there. And now they've told me that some of the women's are uncomfortable about it. Now, I think if a woman is saying that she don't want me to be there, she could say that. But what's really going on is I think many of the women who are over there are putting it out there, and there's nothing wrong with me going up and saying, just introducing myself, so I'm Chris, and because I do have a certain level of sexual energy.
Okay, let me ask something, man. These are married women. They got kids. It's likely that they're married. It may be not, but it's more than likely that they're married if they're out there in the middle of the day.
And there's also nannies. There's a lot of nannies there, and there's also au pairs there.
What are they called?
A pair.
Au pairs?
Yes, sir.
Okay, au pairs, yeah, they're like a nanny. What makes you think they're looking to have, they're married women, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do see what you're saying, but this is where I have maybe an understanding of women's. I have a lot of sexual energy, and the women that are there may be married, but what are they there for? Okay, yeah, they're with their kids, but they're women by themselves, and when they see me, I can tell that they're putting it out there. I mean, then there really isn't anything wrong about that.
What about the fact that they've got husbands? You know what I'm saying?
Well, but see, I'm able to explain to the women that I meet. I met one lady there who was, I felt, and I'm pretty sure now that I think about it. I thought about it for a couple of days. I'm very sure now she's sexually interested in me. And I told her that it would be better if she didn't tell her husband.
It would be better if she didn't tell her husband. Is that how you put it to her? Or?
No, but I have a way of explaining to women that they deserve this and that it's okay, and not, if you know, nothing's going to happen. I mean, it's hard for me to...
Well, let's just recap here, Chris, because what you're telling me is you want to be able to go over to a playground where there's mothers and nannies with kids. You want to be able to go over there and hit on some of these women. You want to be able to pick up on them, have sex with them, and you want to be able to do all of this and meanwhile explain to the woman that you're hitting on... excuse me. A little bit of an allergy here. Explain to the woman that you're hitting on that this is really something she deserves.
Well, you have to understand, Mr. Henry, I'm not an average guy. You know, I'm not like some creep, or I'm not some scumbag. I am very good looking. I do have a lot of sexual energy, and women do pick up on that. And I'm just what I'm trying to do is maximize my potentialities in the sex. And I think it's wrong for the Thomas Jewell playground security people to, like this one guy came up to me and told me to get lost, like I was homeless. You know.
All right. Those of you just joined us, we're talking with Chris Norton, 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach, who is told to leave a playground, the Thomas Jewell playground in Venice. He was there. Were you there with this little boy at the time?
No, I wasn't. Steve Stevenson's a friend of mine, and I've taken his son over there.
You were asked to leave because some of the women were uncomfortable with you stretching and posing and this kind of thing. And apparently, were you hitting on the women then?
I don't know what you mean by hitting on them, sir. I'm simply engaging the women in conversation. I'm demonstrating some of the stretches. I'm demonstrating some of the bends that I do. And I think what's going on here is I think that you've got male security personnel and a lot of the men in the area who are business owners who are jealous or, you know, upset with the fact that I am young, you know, I'm attractive and sexual.
And all right, so you're on this play. Are you doing anything obscene? I just want
to... No, sir, I'm not doing anything obscene. If you call, doing squats or stretching is obscene, okay, yeah, because you do have to get in a squat. Or if you call doing a, you know, a stretch, you know.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a regular exercise Speedo.
And you're pulling your leg up over behind your neck?
Yes, sir, that's correct. But you're not seeing anything, and a lot of the kids are so young that they wouldn't know to recognize it anyway. They wouldn't know if one slipped out is all I'm saying. Okay.
Well, what about the women, though? See, if the women see that, and they're offended by that.
No, that's the whole point. I don't think they are. I think that, in my experience, they've been sexually attracted to me, and that it has been the security people there.
All right, you're going to have to probably take this up with a higher authority, but the point here is that these are married women and au pairs and nannies who have brought their kids there, but you want to be able to be there doing your stretches and your deep knee bends, sort of putting it out there for the women?
Well, I'm not putting it out there. I'm saying that the women should be allowed to see me there because you have to understand something. One of the reasons why a lot of women go over to these playgrounds is they want to be over there so in case any men are around that they may want to talk to, that they'll have the freedom to do it. And I'm just basically saying that here I am, you know. There used to be an old song called Here I Am, Come and Get It. Or, I mean, not that song, but it's a song called Come and Get Your Love, you know. And that's what my life is. Basically, come and get your love, you know. I mean, if you've ever seen, when you bang a dog dish on the ground, and your dog will come, you know. And I'm just saying that in a lot of ways, I'm like banging. banging the dog dish on the ground, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You know, my wife can take care of herself, and I imagine that a lot of women can, but this gentleman, and look, at if a guy wants to go over and work out near a playground where mothers and, you know, au pairs and nannies are with kids because he wants to put it out there for the women, that's one thing. If some of these women are feeling insecure and they talk to the security guy and have the guy go, that's something else entirely. Although this guy feels he has every right in the world to sit there in a exercise Speedo, do deep knee bends, pull his knee around behind his head, and this kind of stuff. And the other thing is, the guy doesn't seem to have any compunction, if you talk to this guy, Wayne, right, about these are married women. And he can explain to them why it's better that they not tell their husbands. 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry Show. We picked up the story on The Wire today about this man, Chris Norton, taking on the Thomas Jewell Playground over there, about his right to go over and exercise. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. The Phil Hendry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
When you go out there, we're talking with Chris Norton. He is an aspiring adult film director and performer. He's also a model, correct, Chris?
Yeah, I've been in modeled in a number of different magazines, sportswear, men's health.
Okay, and you're over there at the one of the playgrounds over there in Venice Beach, Thomas Jewell Playground, where you want to be free to meet women, and they're there with their kids. Is that what I'm talking? You know, you want to be over there, and they asked you not to go over there because some of the women are bothered by you.
Well, that's what I don't believe. I believe that was something concocted by the local business establishment and the local security establishment to not allow me to be there and meet women and allow, you know, just for my sexuality to be seen. I am talking to them. I'm not hurting nobody. Many of the women enjoy talking to me.
You're also over there blatantly to pick up on married women, right?
It's not really picking up on a married woman if she's willing to accompany you back to the condo you're leasing, or if you're not leasing a condo. I'm leasing a condo right now, so if she wants to come back with me to my leased condo to have the sex, who am I to say no? And
the husband thing, you're able to convince her not to tell her husband.
Well, yeah, I mean, doesn't take that much. I mean, I just want the right to be able to go over there and do stretches. And right now, they're not making it possible.
Can I ask you, before we take some phone calls, our number is 1-800-449-8686. You're meeting a woman, an au pair or a nanny. Some of them are probably single.
Yeah. I mean, all the nannies and au pairs are single. A lot of the nannies are not that hot, but some of the au pairs are because they're younger women from Europe.
Well, what do you say to them?
What do you mean? What do I say to them?
Well, how do you approach them? What do you say to a woman that you're meeting for the first time at a playground? She's got her kids there, and you're treating this playground like it's a bar where you're picking up women.
No, I'm not. I have respect for the kid. You know, I'm not gonna let the kids see. I'm not gonna do any. I'm not gonna be showing her, or letting her touch my butt or anything while the kids are there.
Well, what do you say to them?
I mean, I'll say I just come. Like I've got a line that I use. Do you have a map? And they'll say no, and then I say, well, that's on account of I keep getting lost in your eyes, and that's I can tell you that's surefire, you know.
Do you have a map? And she says no. I keep getting lost in your eyes.
Yeah, I mean the thing is funny. It's a lot of fun. One of the other ones I use is, you know, I haven't seen you around here before. Do you come to this playground often, or do you have your own sandbox in your house? So it's a lot of fun. Women have a lot of fun with it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Heather, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh my God, I cannot believe that you are for real. Do you really think that all of us mothers go there to pick up on losers like you?
Hold on for a minute. Do you know the playground I'm talking about?
Do not interrupt me.
Do you know the playground I'm talking about? That's all I'm saying.
Actually, yeah, I do.
Where?
That's besides the point.
Where is it?
In Venice Beach. Okay, don't interrupt me. I'm talking. That is extremely rude. This is why. Now, I'm a mom. I have kids. I do take my kids to the park.
How many kids? kids do you have? How many kids do you have?
Okay.
How many kids do you have?
Shut up. Okay, if you are anything like my brother. Now, see, he usually goes to the bar to pick up on men. I think you two should get together, and he could teach you a thing or two. And if you think that you have any ounce of intellect at all, then you learn how to
say this. You know, I've heard you call all the talk shows in town.
No, what? You're really, you haven't.
You call all the talk shows in town, Mr. Henry.
What are you talking about?
I hear her on everybody's show.
Whatever.
Yeah.
No, that's the thing. All right,
so what's the point here? What is the point here that we're trying to make, folks? So
she doesn't believe. She spends all her time on talk shows. I would never pick up on her because she's probably heavy. You know, I mean,
you're right.
Why are you so upset about this when it's never going to happen to you?
Because you are rude. I just can't believe that you give men a bad name. You are extremely rude.
All right, thank you, Heather. 1-800-449-8686. Jessica, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. You know, I don't want to turn this into some kind of a situation. Hey, you need to turn your radio down there, Jessica.
Hi there.
Yeah, turn your radio down for me, okay?
Sure.
Go ahead. I just don't want to turn this into Mr. Norton, if you think you've heard people before and talks, it doesn't make any difference.
Well, no, I know who that Heather is. She's way too heavy for me to really put serious effort into, you know. I mean, the only serious effort I'd be putting into her is trying to, you know, hoist her into my car, which...
All right. Go ahead, Jessica.
Hi there. I'm just wondering if this gentleman has any idea what a narcissistic buffoon he is, with complete lack of insight as to the consequences of his actions.
No, I'm just saying, when I go over to the playground where the women's are, and the whole pair's
where the women's,
do you
even know how to speak proper English?
I'm saying,
women's?
Hey, you know what? When I get a woman into the sheets, I don't think she's asking me to be reading poetry or anything.
Exactly.
Yeah,
now, you hear
Thank
yourself?
You.
You sound like a fool.
Okay, why don't you ask the women who are over at the Thomas Jewell Playground if I'm a fool? I do stretches, and I'm letting them see what I got. Women go out every day to show what they got.
That woman's not going out there to show what she's got with her kid.
Hey, that's one of the ways a lot of women use to attract men. If you see a man with a kid, women like that.
And you go over there with your friend's son, right?
Steve Stevenson, yeah. Steve's a windsurfer. And he has custody of his son, like, 2 days a week, and sometimes I'll take his son over there.
All right, Jessica, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Rhea, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Is it Rena or Rhea?
Yeah, no, it's Rena.
Rena, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to let you know this is one of the most beautiful stories I've ever heard. I have to tell you that this gentleman has just given me the best of my First of all, if you're that good-looking, why would you take the time to go to a park to look for mothers?
Well, no, it's just that it's the middle of the day. I work at night. You're not.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I work sometimes at night, and you're not going to, and there's a lot of women who are over there who are very frustrated. There's a lot of women who are excessively frustrated.
I know, but that, I mean,
okay.
Just think about it.
You know that.
Seriously, I applaud you. Actually, no, I applaud you because I've never taken that perspective on things. And to know that there's somebody out there that's immense, actually believe that I'm going to take my children with me to the park to pick up, if I want a piece of ass, I'm going to go.
Ma'am, first of all, a lot of women are excessively frustrated, and they're not allowed to go out at night because their husbands. And okay, all right, you can laugh. Listen to this. A lot of times, I'll go up to a woman and say,
"You're so good looking. Why would you resort to going there? I mean,
why not? I mean, why not? I don't want some skank alcoholic."
The other question I have for you,
hold on for a minute. Can I try something, Rena? Can I try something,
yeah,
Chris?
Definitely.
If you see Rena in a park, what would you say to her?
I don't know what she looks like. I mean, what she looks like.
Okay, I'm going to give you a brief description. I'm 5'4". I weigh about 120 pounds. Blue
okay,
eyes, black hair.
Pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy.
That's, in your opinion, it is, but I've got to tell you.
I can tell you what, Rena, hold on. Arena, I want you to hold on through the news.
Uh-huh.
You hold on. We'll be right out with you.
She said 5'4 and 120, right?
Yeah.
That's very, she's probably carrying a lot of, you know, fat. She's probably carrying a lot of thigh fat. I don't know. There's probably a lot of thigh fat. unless it's bone weight, you know.
Well, hold on for a minute. You can't judge somebody. Let's listen to her, what she has to say. Mr. Chris Norton, who's been tossed off of a couple of playgrounds trying to pick up on wives and nannies. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's prodigal son. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
See what I got.
All right, let me get Rena back on the line. Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show.
All right,
Rena, hold on for a minute. Now you, Chris, are meeting Rena for the first time on a playground.
I'm sorry?
Let's just say she's one of these wives or one of these mothers or one of these au pairs or nannies that are out on this playground in Venice. What do you say to her?
Well, I think, first of all, Rena needs to understand I am, and I don't mean... I mean, a lot of people think that I'm egotistical, but I am very good looking. I mean, I've modeled for magazines and everything.
Oh, no, I saw that.
So I would say to you, are you an angel? Well, welcome to Earth. You know, something like that.
Uh-huh. Now, have you actually had anybody...
Well, I mean, let me ask something. When you sound kind of bored with it, I don't know what you look like. I don't know whether... You know,
well, I can tell you this. You know how you tell me about your sexual...
I have a strong sex drive, yeah.
Yeah, but you say that basically you just... People can feel that energy on you. Likewise, I have the same thing. But I have to tell you...
Well,
that,
I'm not picking up on any of it, so...
That's all right, and you don't have to...
Why?
I'm attracted to you. That's the difference.
I mean, you're not... But, yeah, but Bob, my sexuality even affects women who don't want to be with me. They know I'm sexual.
Uh-huh. But see, here's the difference. The women you're picking up on, if any of them are reciprocating, they probably aren't physically or mentally fit to begin with. That's the biggest issue.
Oh, really?
That you're not getting at.
I will show you the photographs of some of the women that I've slept with, okay? Some of them are the hottest.
And I would log on to
that website. Some of the hottest women in the South Bay.
Mentally fit? Mentally?
Well, what do you call mentally? What?
Well,
they don't go watch March of the Penguins with you or something like that?
I think if any woman takes her child to the park and picks up on somebody with a line like that, he's definitely, definitely got to have mental issues, depression.
In other words,
physically take care of
if
himself.
If I said to you, okay, like for instance, your name must be Mickey because you are so fine.
You're kidding me, man. You don't use lines like that, do you?
Those lines work.
To help you out. I really,
this woman.
I actually think I can further your game.
This woman is attracted to me because she stayed on the phone with me for so long.
No, actually,
and
I'm attracted.
Proof.
I am not going to lie and say I'm not going to lie and say I am not. I'm feeding off of the energy of this story like crazy.
Wait a minute.
I think it's one of the best stories I have ever heard in my entire life, and I will take it with me wherever I go.
I know you will.
But it's not you. It's your mental. It's your mental state that you truly believe that you.
What's happening here, Chris? Is that this woman doesn't have. Respect for you.
Well, you know something? Women always say they want a nice guy, but guess who the guy is that goes home and he's playing with it? The nice guy. Guess who they go over to the bed with? Guys like me. Guys that they say they don't like, but at the end of the night, the sexuality always works.
My husband didn't settle till he was 40
years old. Let's make like fabric softener and snuggle.
I'm 29. That is really bad. That is so bad.
Yeah, but you're laughing. You're laughing. You're all attracted to it and everything.
That's the best story I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know. And I bet you thought if you kept talking to me.
It just verifies that there are people out you like her. And that
I could buy her. I could buy this woman.
Every man looks so good.
I could buy this drink.
So many men look so good.
Mr. Henry, I could buy this drink, and she'd sit with me for.
What do you mean, buy this drink?
You would have to buy her drink.
No, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you. You'd sit with me at a bar for hours.
Oh, come on, give it to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. See, just the same way you're hanging on the phone with me.
No.
Yeah.
I'm hanging on the phone.
You don't
so
get
I can
it.
Have a better story to tell later.
You don't get it.
You know who I would be?
I would be the girl that would string you along. That's
so
a good story.
Have a better story
good
to tell
story.
Later.
Glad you thought of that in time, huh? Glad you thought of that in time.
As for your
God,
speedo.
You know what? I got you so wrapped around my finger, so funny. You don't like me, but you're like hanging with me, talking.
Oh no, I really don't want to.
Well, what about the fact that the woman's
What
about the fact that the woman's insulting you?
Well, it doesn't matter if the women insult you. Women will spit into your face one minute, and they'll climb on you.
To be insulted.
No, she'll climb on it. This woman here will climb on it.
What does that mean? Climb on it?
Doubt it.
You know, is that a keg in your pants? Because I'd sure like to tap that.
Okay, I want to meet the woman that's telling you that. Because right. I've never even heard that before. That's the worst come online I've
ever heard. I heard a woman say that to me last night at the Rusty Pelican. Is that a kegger in your pants? Because I'd like to tap into it. Yeah. See, and you're still...
Here's the problem. You're meeting women at a park where they have their children with them. So first of all, mentally, they're screwed. Secondly, you're hanging out at the Rusty Pelican.
Wait a minute. Women are not allowed to take the children to parks?
These women are so hot, they will not be hanging out at the Rusty Pelican.
Wait a minute. They're not allowed to take their kids to parks? Is that what you're saying?
Denial. And then furthermore, for you to think that I'm staying on the phone because I'm attracted to you...
Yes, you are.
No, actually, the funniest part about the whole thing is that's the same reason you think that those women at the park are attracted to you. You don't get it. You don't get it.
It doesn't matter.
So
you don't get it. You hate me.
Clearly.
You hate me, but at the end of the night, you would want to prove how much better you are than me by climbing on it.
I'm not better than anybody.
Wait a minute. This is weird. Hold on.
The next girl.
You guys, hold on for a minute. Because this is educational, just a schlub like me. Are you saying, Mr. Norton, that this woman dislikes you so much she'd have sex with you to prove how more dominant she is?
Yeah, I can tell this kind of woman a mile away. I am sexual. She knows I'm sexual.
Women are out there.
And she knows my sexuality.
I believe women are out there like that.
And I know she hates me.
It's not me.
I know she
no,
hates me.
No, I don't hate you.
By the
I
end truly... of the night, she'd climb all over it, you know, just to prove
that
she's dominant, like she's the top dog in the domination.
I like how you're giving me all this praise, which lets me know that that's why you're staying on the phone. But let me make it clear. I know there are women out there like that, and I could see how that could definitely happen and benefit someone
Rena,
like you.
Hey, Rena, do you see this pin? You see this pin? I want to prick you with it to see if you truly bleed sunshine.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
You are so cute.
Did you check it out, Mr. Henry?
Wait a minute.
Now, I want to ask you, Rena, you would spend time with this guy.
Yeah,
no,
she's doing it right now.
I wouldn't.
She just doesn't understand sarcasm. I mean,
what if she's standing at a bar with you and she's laying sarcasm on you?
Yeah, she'd lay sarcasm on me until about 2 a.m., and then she'd be in my Corvette, and she'd be climbing it before I hit the first red light. She'd be
close
to it.
You guys have a point.
All right, all right.
But I could see a girl doing this. I really could.
Yeah, you have to admit,
it must work.
You lose.
She wouldn't be doing it.
You lose.
She
me one, you nothing. You lose.
I honestly want to know this is true. Tell me.
You lose.
Out of that park. No, I really have a question for you.
Wait a minute. Listen to what she's saying.
I have a question.
Me one, her nothing. Me one, her nothing.
Okay, and that's fine, but this is just a question. This isn't even a remark at you. I'm seriously
because of my sex? Is it about my sexuality?
No, I want to know. No, actually, I want to know your success rate at that park. I truly want to know.
I wouldn't be going back there so often if I, you know. There's been a lot of women that have climbed it.
What does that mean, climbed it? Does that mean?
I'm saying she's climbing all over. They'll climb all over me. Just like this Rena, she'd be on me like stink on you know what.
I wouldn't.
Problem with a woman like this, you can't get rid of her the next day, you know,
because
she wants to remain dominant. You want to remain dominant. Don't you?
I like how you're putting me up on this pedestal, sweetheart.
Well, don't you? You want to dominate.
Oh,
come on. This is beginning to sound like one of those stupid freaking radio shows where it's like, meet the chick.
I want to find out from you, Mr. Norton.
Mr. Norton, the security over at the park asked you to leave.
Yeah, because the area is dominated by male businessmen who are threatened by my sass and who are and don't want any women climbing me because I guess that makes them feel bad, you know.
The women that are having children
What about
their
the
hands?
Women that got children there?
I've got Steve Stevenson's son.
And you're doing deep knee bends and pulling your freaking leg behind your head.
But you're comparing yourself to
I got to take a break. Thank you, Rena. We'll be breaking and taking another call. We'll take a break here.
Sure, I just want to say, I've said some very nice things to a lot of women. Many of the, like, for instance, you must be Jamaican because Jamaican me crazy. Okay. And
would you not belch, sir?
I'm sorry?
Would you not belch?
I'm sorry. I apologize. But how's that bad, you know? And that Rena, you know, she's all about trying to put me in my place. Yeah, a woman like that will want to put you in your place all the way to the point where she mounts it and everything.
Yeah, okay, man. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, you know, the guy might be right for all I know. Have you ever thought about that? Take enough crap from a chick at a bar? Maybe that's her way of saying she likes you. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Chris Norton talking to us about the Thomas Jewell Playground at Venice, asking him to leave Because he was over there trying to pick up on the wives, the au pairs, and the nannies with the kids. And he says the women are out there putting it out for him. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686.
Not only would I flash my high beams at you, I'd stick my pinky finger out and say, "Hoo yeah," like the Macho Man.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Your attorney is talking to the people at that playground for what?
To allow me the freedom of, you know, to have the freedom of movement, which guaranteed the Constitution of the United States of America, and the fact that I'm not threatening nobody. And
have you picked up women there?
I don't say picked them up. I've met women there, yeah.
That you've eventually had intimate relations with?
I'm sorry?
That you've eventually had sex with?
Yes. I mean, because the reason, Mr. Henry, that people don't understand is that women go to a park, or a nanny goes to a park, or a au pair will go with a kid, and there's a lot, you know, they're saying, "I'm unhappy," and they want to put it out there. And when they put their sexuality out, and it interacts with my own sexuality, okay, and they're basically saying to you, "Yeah, I want to climb all over it," and am I going to say no? No, I'm not going to say no. So I will approach them. And, yeah, I use some, different ways of, lightening the mood, you know, by saying, "Hey, you know, are you Jamaican? Because you're Jamaican me crazy. You know, are you, you know, do you come here, you know, like, wouldn't we look cute on a wedding cake together?" I mean, you know, or another one is, how was heaven when you left it? A lot of women's like that, you know. And that's not bad.
Well, they're cute lines, man, but they're not. The point is that some of these women are feeling a little threatened, but you don't believe that. You think it's the male businessman in the area.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. And there is, speaking of male businessmen, male men, some of the male men that go by are reporting it because male men are losers and they don't like to see a guy who has sexuality and a woman who wants to climb it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Cindy. Cindy, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
You know what? I think we're going to be reading about you someday. I really do. And I think to
what?
Me it sounds
for breaking
like
the world sex record?
Babysitter, you know?
What?
Sounds to me like you want a babysitter.
What? I don't know. What does she mean? To have sexual relations with?
Well, it sounds to me like you're kind of young in your mind, and, you know, maybe you're very childlike, so you like to hang around children.
No,
and,
I like
you know,
to hang
and their
around
mothers
women.
And their nannies.
I like
so
to hang around women, not
yeah, it
children.
Sounds like you have NMIs, and naked male insecurities, and I think kind of like a peeping Tom, somebody that starts window peeping, and then they progress onto something a little bit farther and more drastic. It sounds to me like you really have some serious issues.
Yeah. Well,
and wow,
just because you've
you know,
been to a
and,
therapist
and I pick
doesn't
up on
mean
how
you know
heavy
about
you're
it.
Breathing. You know, when the women are talking and you're not talking, it sounds like
it?
You're doing something to yourself or something.
Just because you find it sexy doesn't mean you know
I mean,
you're going to make
you
up reasons.
You sound like you're a pervert.
No, you sound like you're very attracted to me.
Okay, now wait a minute. How
but
does
what?
That woman sound like she's attracted to you?
Because her anger is really her actual sexual energy, you know, and first of all, I don't know what she looks like, so she's probably angry that maybe she looks like she does, or maybe she's angry because I'm someone that women do want to climb on.
I'm abused.
And she doesn't want to.
I am just so.
And she doesn't want, you know.
Is this another example of a woman that would spend a lot of time at a bar with you trying to insult you? And
yeah, she'd hang out with me. She'd wind up buying me drinks just to hear me talk, and then she'd wind up climbing me just to
What is this climbing you? Is that sex?
I'm sorry?
Absolutely.
Does that mean having sex?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. That's
but this lady here is a little old for me.
This lady would like to study.
You're a little old for
I mean,
me.
I mean, I like to go to prisons and interview serial killers, okay?
Well,
so
that sounds like a good thing for you to do.
I do find you fascinating. I must admit that.
I know, but your age would be a put off for me.
You have no idea how old I am.
50.
You have no idea.
Yeah, nailed it. Nailed it. She was all quiet and stuff. I nailed it.
No.
She's all quiet. I nailed it.
You know, I can't believe.
I win.
I can't believe they haven't arrested you.
Arrested me for making a woman so happy she never came out of her orgasm? Is that what you mean?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what they'll be arresting me for. They'll be arresting me.
Oh, Lord.
You know, if you were maybe 20 years younger, we could talk, but...
You know what? I ran over better than you looking for something to have fun with. You know what I'm saying?
You got bent over by who?
Wait a minute.
I was just driving home, and I couldn't believe the mentality that I was listening to.
Were you driving home from some Boy Scout jamboree because you get lucky there?
You know,
Jesus, man, you got to, you know, you are really insulting. The women that you don't like, you're insulting.
I'm not insulting.
Oh, no, I know. I do find you very amusing.
I'm not insulting this lady. I mean, she was driving home cruising some, you know, like a Little League softball field or something.
Yeah, I've been driving around parks and Little League looking for little kids.
You're looking for Little Leaguers, aren't you?
You know what? You know what? I'm really concerned about people living in the area that she's living.
I think it's very serious that you're cruising looking for Little Leaguers and guys in catcher's equipment.
You know, that's what you're insinuating because you like to hear sick things like that. Because,
that's what you're doing.
All right, hold on, Cindy, hold the line here, and you two, we'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world famous, never to be duplicated, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You know, a lot of women find me very sassy.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, Yvette, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay, my main concern with this guy, Chris, is him wearing at the park. He said earlier in the show that he is wearing these Speedos and one pops out. And he said,
well, all I'm saying is if I'm wearing a Speedo and one pops out, I mean, is that a bad...
Chris, these kids are 4 and 5 years old. They're not dumb.
Hey, let me try this. Are your legs tired? Are your legs tired? Because you've been running through my mind all night.
Chris, this is so dumb. We're talking about the kids here. No, it's not.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.